On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Hey, this is George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday. I know we're dealing with a lot out there, so thanks for Daniel.
Yes.
For getting us the update. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to stay safe out there. I grew up in Forestville area.
Yeah, you had to deal with flooding quite often, right?
We did, yeah. I missed 86. We grew up here in 87. We moved up here from San Jose in 87 and heard immediately after moving up here about the crazy storms of 86. I remember being a kid. And then, you know, throughout high school, I think it was 93, and then again in 95, we had these types of floods that were this bad. Mm-hmm. And then recently, I think it was in the past decade or so, FEMA came out and lifted a bunch of the houses, which is going to really help in the long run because mm-hmm. You know, you can basically lose your garage and the drywall and stuff without affecting personal belongings. Mm-hmm. All my thoughts go out to the folks that are out there, and people hunker down, but they realize, you know, it's not always a good move. You got to listen to those evacuation orders, Michelle.
Yes, yes, you do.
You know, it's just it's just a lot
of
water.
It's also interesting. I have a friend who is out in that area, has a home there. She's actually in San Diego right now, but she knows exactly mm-hmm. what level
yep.
is going to, you know, hit the garage, where it would hit, you yeah. know, the first floor. So she knows. And
they
know,
and they mark it. Yep, you can
exactly.
see the watermarks.
Yep,
you
yep.
When you look at real estate out there, you can actually see the watermarks. And right. some people even mark them. A lot of people mark them in their stores, or they know exactly how high to build the sandbags.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of experienced, robust, tough folks living out there in the river. So, you know, it's a predictable water line. It's not common, of course, maybe every decade or so this seems to happen.
Sure, yeah.
This one's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks have to remember, just because it stopped raining doesn't mean the water rise stops. It
exactly.
continues to watershed as adds to the level of water.
Mm-hmm.
My show, I'm George Adair, and I do this show to talk about real estate matters and finance matters and things that affect, the mortgage on your house or the future mortgage you want to get on a house. But, you know, we also try to keep a wide perspective on things like this. I do have a lot of experience having lived in here for most of my life in this area having been in finance and lending for almost 2 decades now. So I made the announcement last week or 2 weeks ago that I moved lending partners.
Yes.
Yeah. So I am now lending with a company called Cross Country Mortgage. Very exciting move for us.
That's great.
You know, some of the things that we've talked about, some folks have already started to hear the commercials. We can close your purchase loan for a pre-approved buyer in 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, I don't mean to sound just like a commercial. I mean, yes, it kind of does come across that way. But the reality of today's real estate market is that you need to have advantages.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main advantages is speed to close. Competing with cash is always a challenge for people obtaining a home loan. With us, whether you're putting down 3.5% or you're putting down 5% or 50%, we still close in the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And when a seller sees pre-approval with my name on it, with Cross Country Mortgage as the lender. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we had 3 different buyers get into contract. 2 of them, the listing agents called me and said, "We're accepting the offer because you're the lender."
Wow.
And how fast you can close.
That's amazing. That's really good.
Yeah, and we just did a VA loan. We closed a VA loan with 100% financing in 20 days. And the reason that it takes a little longer with VA is because we don't control the appraisal timeline. And sometimes they need to do a little work on the property to mm-hmm. meet the VA requirements, and they did. So we actually could have closed faster. But everyone's happy because we closed early on that transaction too. So if you want to find out how to get qualified for a home loan, maybe you want to look at refinancing, maybe you want to look at pulling some cash to deal with some debt management. Interest rates actually have come down this year compared to where we were at the end of last year. Give me a call. You can reach me at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. We are transferring phone lines around, so please keep trying.
Right.
Another good way to reach out to me is georgeadair.com, georgeadair.com, A-D-A-I-R, and you can always find out information about what the happenings are there. Michelle, we have a great guest. We haven't
yes.
had her on for a while. She's a great friend of mine, Megan Creedon, who is also changed her companies that she works with. She's now with Berkshire Hathaway. Hey, Megan, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It has been a while, and I'm excited to be back on the air with you.
Well, you went through a transition in, I believe, December of changing brokerages, and now you're with Berkshire Hathaway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Berkshire Hathaway is an amazing company. They're the number 2 brokerage, actually, in the nation. And what I really love about working with them is that they have more support than any other brokerage that I've either interviewed with or have colleagues that work with. And just if you need any assistance whatsoever, there's always a number you can call and somebody that you can actually talk to live to get your needs met so that you can best serve your client.
That's great, because you came from another local brokerage. We don't have to get into who that was anymore, but they were known for providing really great service. And through that, you developed a top producer role for the last 3 or 4 years, right?
Correct. Yes. And guess who's coming up again as top producer?
That's awesome. Well, nice. It's only February.
listen, it's already done.
I know. You're so funny. Well, you know what's great? The thing about Megan is we're just joking around. She's actually very humble, and she's one of those realtors that answers her phone all the time. In fact, if you're like with Megan getting a cup of coffee or getting lunch or dinner, the woman can multitask like nobody's business. And that's what's fantastic is the ability for you to take care of your clients. And I just want people to know that. And I think that's a good segue into really what I wanted to have you on the air about is there's been quite a bit of press lately around some of your latest listing activity that you have here in Fountain Grove. Tell us what you're doing for this Fountain Grove community rebuild effort and the significance of that.
So I teamed up about 8 or 9 months ago with a company out of Sacramento called Stone Point Construction. And the reason that they were reaching out to me is that there was a lot of attention being given to specifically the Coffee Park neighborhood. You know, people were coming, you know, flooding in, just wanting to help them out and rebuild as quickly as possible. But you really weren't getting a lot of attention on what was happening in Fountain Grove.
Yeah.
And they saw a need there, and they found that they could, you know, successfully fit that need. And what they did is they went to their employees in Sacramento and they said, listen, this is something we want to embark upon, but what it's going to cost is a sacrifice to, you know, your families. We're going to be asking you to stay in Warner Park at the DoubleTree Hotel for 4 days out of the week, and then you will go home for 3 nights. And he said, you know, who's in on this project? And everybody said, absolutely, we want to help that community out. We will go if it means rebuilding homes so that people have somewhere that they can, you know, call home again.
Well, I think that's a really important distinction is you have a builder that came from an out of the area and saw a need. And beyond just building individual spec homes or rebuilding individual estate type homes, they came in with some plans. And much like track development, using similar materials, high-end materials, the best, actually. I went to this listing we're going to talk about. It's amazing, Michelle. Mm-hmm. High-end materials. You drop the learning curve when you start building homes with the same plans and similar
sure.
materials, and you drop the cost to build when you start buying the same materials in bulk, right? Megan, that's really the advantage, aren't we talking about?
Yes, that's correct. So what we've actually tried to do is work with Fairland Faber, which is a local architect. We really have a great relationship with them. And so what we do is we get the plans or have them design a whole new plan for us on the lots that we're purchasing. And if it's an existing plan, we tweak it to modernize it. So we take out arches, square things off. We take down step downs into living rooms and areas like that. And like you're saying, we have relationships with very high-end institutions that are helping us to be able to buy these products at a value so that we can put these houses on the market at high quality. For instance, all of the interior fixtures are restoration hardware. So it's nothing but the finest. You're not going to find anything from, Home Depot necessarily within our homes.
Yeah, and I think the quality materials is a big factor that drives up the cost of rebuilding. So wherever you can cut margins is better. Let's face it, we've all heard horror stories of people being, I'll say it, gouged $500, $600 a square foot. It's astronomical figures to rebuild a home. And you know, shame on any contractor or builder that's coming in fattening the margins for that. You know, I think it's time for reality to set in that we have genuine needs in this community, and you're really responding to those needs. I want to talk more about that, but how do people get a hold of you to learn more about your projects? And we're going to go to a break and come back.
Okay, yeah. So you can get a hold of me, Megan Creedon, with Berkshire Hathaway, 707-280-4772.
280-4772. Megan Creedon's Berkshire Hathaway. She's my guest today. I'm George Adair, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right. My team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's fast track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgiadare.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgiadare.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
On Air with Georgia Dare on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, we're back. I'm Georgia Dare. We do the show every Wednesday at noon, so set your reminders. But you can always go to KSRO.com, where we've got our past shows listed, and we'll be adding to that library every single week with new mentions and new topics, because I'm now with a new lending company called Cross Country Mortgage. If you want to know what you qualify for a refinance or purchase, call me at 707-583-8100. Go to GeorgiaDare.com to apply online. So a big move for us. Yeah. And our guest, Megan Creedon, also had a big move to Berkshire Hathaway. And she's got this incredible listing that I went and hosted for open house with her one of the Sundays. It's up on Rocky Knoll. Hey, Megan, tell our listeners about this amazing listing. I'm not embellishing. This property is really something to see and is still available for people to look at. Tell us about it.
Correct. Yeah. So what's really exciting about this particular project is it's our first baby that we're putting out on the market. The address is 3797 Rocky Knoll, and it is the very first house in Fountain Grove that is an actual finished product that you could move into tomorrow that has actually hit the market. So it's kind of a groundbreaking thing that we're doing here. And it's 3,030 square feet. It's four bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. It's single level, and it has the most spectacular views of the city. And one of the things that we're doing in all of the projects that you will see is kind of a signature piece for us is this phenomenal wine closet. And it's lighted, and it is like the showpiece of the house. And the best way to explain it is that when people come to my open houses, it's like moths to a flame. They just stand around it in crowds.
It is something. Yeah, it's climate controlled. You know, it's really nice. The glass doors and holds, I don't know, we estimated it's some like 250 or so bottles. It's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, so this home is... go ahead.
Yeah, but what's been interesting is that because this is the first house up in Fountain Grove, so many people have been very torn about, do we rebuild? Do we just buy something? Because we're now giving them something to think about. Hey, there's going to be houses hitting the market, and they have more coming to market. And maybe we just... throw in the towel on this and buy something that's finished. And the first open house we had over 250 people there. The second open house, we had over 100. And the third open house, probably closer to 150 people. So this house is really a phenomenon. And what I'm hearing from so many people that come up there is that we were dead set that we were going to rebuild. And after coming into this house and seeing the kind of quality and product that you're going to be doing, it's starting to make more sense that maybe we just stop the process and look at going into just purchasing one of your properties.
It's really a novel idea. So tract home development down in Coffee Park was a little easier to navigate through. Some great builders like Synergy, Christofferson, and others, of course, did a great job with coming in with ideas and floor plans. But it was a lot easier. I'm just going to call it what it is. It was easier to negotiate with builders because they're building the same homes across, two or three different models and maybe doing a dozen or two dozen of them. Well, in Fountain Grove, Megan and her builder have been able to essentially, the builder is Stone Point Construction. They've been able to do the same type of process where they went and bought, their investors bought about a dozen lots and are saving the pain and suffering of homeowners to do it themselves. It's so hard to operate. I'm doing a kitchen remodel right now. It's so hard to operate your life and build a house after you're rebuilding everything you've lost. Mm-hmm. And there's this attachment. So, Megan, you guys have basically come to the table with this unique concept that says we're going to find perfect lots that have great views, spread out with neighbors, and build the most beautiful custom home. And someone can sell their lot. They can take their insurance money, and they can go buy your house instead. Isn't that what it is?
This is correct. So we specifically look for mostly flat lots, and they have to be a view lot of some sort, whether it's of the golf course, whether it's of Reveille Valley, whether it's of the city. It has to be a view lot. It has to be really special. And we're actually looking to pick up more lots at this point in time. So if anybody's listening that has a lot that is a mostly flat lot, that is a view lot, we would be very interested in speaking with you about that. But I did want to tell you that one of the big things that has come up at the open houses is that people, you know, at first were like, okay, we can do this. We can rebuild our house. We'll tackle it. And then they started to realize you know, not only are you picking the tile for three different bathrooms, and the tile is different every single one, where the insets go in the bathrooms, and what color grout do we do in each one of the bathrooms? Oh, now the kitchen. So what tile are we going to use there? And what flooring? And there's, you know, 90 million different floorings, and people are becoming very overwhelmed. I have a client that just came through one of the open houses, and they said they just spent a week and a half looking at fireplaces. Just fireplaces. They haven't even gotten past the fireplace.
And the details can really become overwhelming and also can really be a strain on a relationship. You know, folks that lost their homes, it really strains the family, strains relationships. I know people who've divorced as a result of it. The financial stress is so much. And you're out of your league, sort of like, you know, you don't understand the process of building. So you spend too much time worrying about what color cabinet you're going to get when, you know what, there might be three different shades of gray. And when you see it in the house, it doesn't really matter. You like them all, right? But when you're in the store, you're like, oh my God, which gray do I want? That one's got too much pewter. That one's too purple.
Exactly. But when somebody picks it, you're like, oh, okay, well, what's that?
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'm finding is that there are so many conflicted relationships right now in terms of do we rebuild or do we just buy one of Megan's houses that are coming to the market?
Right.
So it's either the husband's all in, like, honey, I don't want to do this rebuild anymore. This is becoming too stressful for us. Let's just buy one of their houses and be done.
Yeah.
Or the wife is like, friend, we're in over our heads here. Like, I don't think you understand what this is going to do to us. Let's just buy her house. So it seems like, you know, there's a divide between families as to what to do. But
you've helped. And I want to jump in on there. You've helped to find an answer to that divide. And sometimes the easiest thing to do is to just let go. And just say, okay, we're going to go find a new home. And this is a strategy that your builder, of course, Stone Point Construction, has come up with to say, we're going to help people solve these problems. We're going to build beautiful homes and beautiful lots. And if you just joined us, I'm talking with Megan Creedon. She's with Berkshire Hathaway. And you can reach her at, what's your number again, Megan?
707-280-4772.
Okay. And she's got these homes that are on display and they're fantastic. Excuse me. And so call Megan. She'll show you this house. It's still available. You know, obviously lots of people are looking at it. We don't know how long it'll be on the market and others will follow. And when you go see this home, it's a great opportunity to see what other homes will look like that her group, of course, with Stone Point Construction, are tackling. And then your husband also has a role. I don't think we should forget his important role in helping with design and architecture. Jonathan Ramos and Ramos and Associates, right?
Yes, correct. So he has been working very closely with, we call ourselves a team, in design aspects. So when we sit down with architects like Farrell and Faber, he's a great deal, a part of the role of just helping us to decide where we take out step downs and where the wine closet should go and where we can take out walls using his engineering, structural engineering and architecture background.
Right. That's fantastic. And it's a great thing you're doing for the community. You got some press from the Press Democrat, I noticed, which is one of the reasons why I want to put you up on the air with this particular topic. And they really started to talk about the challenges that people are having in reconstruction. And I feel like what you're doing here is helping to minimize some of those challenges for the average homeowner. I think that a lot of folks looked up at Fountain Grove as the rich people up on the hill. And I can tell you that that's not really truly the case. Yes, of course, there was a population, a demographic of people who were very well off in that area. And they lost everything, just like people did in Larkfield, Wickiup, and, of course, down in Coffee Park. But they have the same challenges of rebuilding, and you guys have done a great job. Again, Megan Creedon is with Berkshire Hathaway, and you can reach her at
707-280-4772. And if you reach out to me, not only can I get you in to see Rocky Knoll, our first on the market, but I can also give you the specs for the other houses that we will have coming to market, which we are willing to pre-sell. So you could get in first before they hit the market. And please call me if you have any lots that you would like to sell that are mostly flat with a view of some sort.
And Megan, I think we should talk about financing as well as we dovetail to the end of this. The financing of these projects is a bit complicated. Of course, we have a relationship. Cross Country is going to be offering special terms and rates for people buying these homes. We're the preferred lender on these homes. So, of course, you can reach out to us to get pre-approved. But it's challenging because you're talking about new homes and not just any good old loan will do. And in some cases, these are, of course, jumbo loans over the limit of $704,000 and change in Sonoma County. So we can help people to get pre-approved to really understand their role that financing plays in affordability. And so when you're talking to buyers, what are you telling them to be prepared for in that conversation?
Well, I think the big thing is that they're actually coming to me with, you know, we were underinsured. You know, our house, they're only paying us out like for $1.1 million. And it was, you know, almost $2 million house before. And so they're saying to get us into a house like this, we're going to need a small loan. And, you know, what does the process look like for that? And it's been really refreshing to be able to say, George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage is offering a really wonderful program right now for people that have suffered in the fires that are trying to get back into a home again. And they've been very encouraged by that because so many people are going to have a gap when purchasing a home, that they're going to have to get a loan of some sort. And it's nice to know that you are giving back to the community and that your company is supporting this kind of an effort and giving this deal to these clients.
Well, thank you for that. I look at my role, Michelle, I've talked about this before on the air with you for years now. My role in this is to give people information and ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, the financing will follow once we've helped them identify the path. Megan's role is to help create a path. This is such a unique concept that, you know, there's thousands and thousands of realtors in Sonoma County, and she really gravitated to this. And there's, you know, many of these are my friends. These are great realtors in this community. But I really commend what Megan's done to establish this this relationship with a builder who had a vision, really willing to take a risk. We didn't know what was going to happen with interest rates and home prices. Mm-hmm. So I really commend you and Stone Point Construction, Megan. You've really done a great job. So we've got a wrap here. Let's give the folks your phone number one last time, and then we'll end the show.
Okay, Megan Creedon, Berkshire Hathaway, 707-280-4772.
Awesome. Megan, thanks so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Bye, Megan.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. All right, folks, okay. I'm getting the hook. GeorgiaDare.com, that's the best place to go find more information about what I can do for you. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. Stay safe. Avoid the high waters.
Yeah.
Read the flooded signs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go through them.
No.
You don't want to get water in your engine.
Don't want to get stuck.
Not a good move. All right, folks. See ya.